I am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews, an extremely popular channel, channel 183 on MultiChoice called Wild Earth, could be removed because MultiChoice does not want to pay to continue hosting this favorite channel of many South Africans that brings our natural heritage into homes around the globe. The streaming platform has recently been in the news because of the offer of Canal Plus to buy all the shares it does not own in the group for roughly $1.7 billion. And to tell us more about this and a petition that's going around to keep Wild Earth on MultiChoice, we have the chairman of Wild Earth, Andre Crawford Brandt, in the studio. Hi, Andre. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Linda. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So what's the story? What is happening between Wild Earth and MultiChoice?
Well, firstly, I just want to caveat anything. MultiChoice is an amazing company. It's one we all know and love. It's been around for a long period of time, has an amazing history. And it's subject of a bid at the moment from a French company, Canal Plus, who will be looking to merge with them. And actually today, there was a recent announcement that a local businessman, Patrice Motsepe, might be a part of that merger. And they're looking to invest significantly, according to them, in local sports and content. The Wild Earth channel has been on MultiChoice for a little over 3 years now, Linda. The previous management, predating my involvement with the company, negotiated to be on the channel. In fact, we paid in about 10 million rand. What a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, you subscribe to MultiChoice, pay them money, and they use that in certain cases to acquire content or sport. In the case of Wild Earth, we actually had to pay a whole host of fees in order to be able to broadcast on the channel with the hope of being able to sell advertising. I think in that period of time, you know, we've grown this to be a household name, effectively representing all the things that, you know, both ourselves and MultiChoice Group stand for: one, making a difference; two, enriching lives; and three, building a better future. And Wild Earth was a household name for many people in COVID, who obviously couldn't get out, and this was their, you know, one point of escape, being able to see a little piece of Africa from their couch. And we've effectively grown the largest safari vehicle to across multiple platforms globally now, have a huge audience. But at the heart of everything we do, we're an African company taking African stories to the world. Obviously, this is not a cheap or easy endeavor to do. We've been a pioneer in media, a pioneer in live broadcasting and interactive television. And over the last year or two, I've been working really hard with MultiChoice Group to build a relationship that we can improve on that experience. Got to a point a couple of weeks ago where they agreed they would pay us an amount, given the challenges we've had around our burn, to stay on the channel. And despite those assurances, as of last week, they reneged on that promise. We employ 72 local South Africans. You know, we were obviously depending on these funds coming in. And, you know, I made a bit of a brave call, which was, you know, if you allow people to take advantage of you, their hope was we would just stay on the platform while they navigate this merger and are under pressure to cut costs. And I decided that, you know, if they weren't prepared to pay us, you know, that effectively we needed to come off DSTV. It was just too easy to keep providing something to them for free. A viewer, a very avid viewer, launched a petition. We've received well over 7,000 responses to that. And we also conducted our own survey, Linda, back in December, where we went out to local DSTV viewers. 10,000 people responded to that survey. 76% of them voted us, you know, one of their top three channels on DSTV. 88% voted us as their top three wildlife channels. 90% of the viewers said that we were their favorite local content channel. So we know there's a huge audience for what we do. People are passionate about what we do. There's a huge need for what we do in light of the world that we live in, which is a need for more non-political, family-friendly, educational content that helps people escape. And we think we tick the boxes on every level. You know, from someone who's worked and grown up in a big corporate, I understand the politics, but frankly, the call I had with a senior executive from MultiChoice yesterday, you do the right thing regardless of the cost. You know, you're subject to a merger now, or someone is looking to acquire your company. You're putting out statements like, we support local content, This merger is going to help us do more of it. Yet Wild Earth, who's the producer of more local content than any other platform, we produce 10 and a half or 11 hours of live content every day as a local South African company employing local South African people, taking these stories to the world, encouraging tourism, you know, can be binned by a big corporate because someone sitting in an ivory tower or sitting in an office in London can make a decision that this doesn't fit the short-term goals and needs of a big corporate. And frankly, you know, the launch of this petition is really to draw attention to that. You know, if you say you're going to do something, you're a big corporate, you have a responsibility. Turning around, having told us you would pay for us, then not doing that, you know, is in my, you know, in my view, not only disingenuous, it's dishonest. Representing to viewers you invest in local content, and you're looking to invest more, and exactly the same day you've just delivered that message to us, I feel is also particularly wrong. So away from launching the petition, which this viewer did, which we'd love people, as many people to support as possible, and I'll share the link with you if you wouldn't mind sharing that. Yep. We also launched a fundraise, you know, and we know people are passionate about the product. As you said at the outset, we've raised about $250,000 in a little over 72 hours, you know, from amounts from 10 Rand up to over R1 million to keep the channel going. So look, we find ourselves at a predicament. Obviously, it would have been our preference to stay on multi-choice. You know, what we do, we think ticks the box. And businesses, big business supporting, you know, people who are really doing good, not hiding behind the facade of a big corporate structure, I think is something that, you know, needs to be shone, a brighter light be shone on it.
So they don't want to pay for Wild Earth, but they are paying for National Geographic, National Geographic Wild and Discovery and other overseas channels.
Which that's actually a great point. You know, African content comes from Africa, surprisingly. DSTV and MultiChoice's viewers are also, they're African. So what happens in the wildlife space is African content gets produced here for a dollar. It gets sold at $1.20 to the likes of some of the players that you mentioned. MultiChoice then acquires it back in dollars from these big players. And that doesn't make any sense. You know, you talk about supporting local content, creative talent, local companies. You know, Wild Earth epitomizes that. Our cost of doing this is much lower than anyone. And don't believe us. Just look at the petition, look at the viewers, look at the surveys we've done. They reference something called TAMS, which is the audience measurement system, which is as archaic as the dinosaur age, where there are a number of set-top boxes that exist in a certain number of homes. And obviously, being a niche channel, they try and extrapolate that data from, I think it's 1,000 or 1,400 homes. They watch the viewing habits of people and then extrapolate what the audience is for advertising purposes. You know, this is so backward when you consider that 20% of the day is load shedding. The sample size is so small for a niche channel, and they've never done any granular work around, you know, the type of dedicated audience that you get on an outdoor or wildlife channel. And we know from the work we've done, we know because of the platforms we're on internationally, the big streamers, we get that data every day. You know, last night on the Roku channel in the US, we did close to 900,000 minutes of viewing. And I know that 76,000 people watched our content. So yeah, African stories, you know, or African content comes from Africa. You know, you would hope and think that big corporates would be supporting those people who develop that content and ultimately be looking to pay them as opposed to the Disneys and others.
So is MultiChoice telling you that it doesn't have enough viewers? Or what is their reason for not paying for it?
MultiChoice is telling us they don't have the resources. But in short, if I read between the lines, they've got away with paying us nothing for 3 odd years. After applying a huge amount of pressure, they then agreed to come through with a notional amount, and I'll be embarrassed to tell you the amount, or we'll tell you the amount. The amount is 6 million rand for a year, so R500,000 a month, which if you extrapolate just across the 10,000 viewers that filled out the survey, ranking us as either, you know, the top you know, quartile or decile in terms of being their favorite, you know, they're making between 5 and 10 million rand. Now, admittedly, those viewers watch a wide array of content. Most people watch sports on MultiChoice. That's why you have it. The internet is disintermediating a lot of that. There are 120 million channels on YouTube. So MultiChoice have their own problems to navigate. But this is a 50 billion ran giant. They are the true Goliath in the space. We're a little David of 72 people, you know, who feel very passionately. And I think the one thing they've miscalculated here is people who love nature, people who love wildlife, are normally people who are pretty strong around their views around the environment, doing the right thing, and hence, you know, the 7,500 petition responses that we've had. And we easily think that'll grow to be towards 10 to 20,000 in a reasonably short period of time, particularly as this gets more airtime and people start to understand what's actually happening beneath the hood. They hope we're just going to go away. I've told them we're going to take it off DSTV because we can't afford to be on DSTV and not get rewarded in some way. And ultimately, you know, we need to run and invest in our company and make sure that the people who rely on us are able to enjoy, you know, what we continue to do. And those people who are paying subscribers to MultiChoice obviously feel particularly aggrieved that, you know, they're not going to, you know, there's potential that they lose out. And, you know, that'll obviously lead to more attrition of viewers, whether they care or not is you would hope they would care, but they're in the middle of a merger. And it feels like consummating that merger feels like a bigger priority at the minute than, you know, and paying lip service to comments like we support local sport and local content. And frankly, I think that's unacceptable.
So if MultiChoice doesn't change their position, will you have to pull it off of DSTV?
Yeah, we will come off DSTV at the end of April.
End of April, is that the date?
Correct.
Andre, we know of your other business interests. Why did you become involved with Wild Earth?
It's a long story, Linda, and I often ask myself why. One, I'm a deeply passionate South African. I love this country. I think the more I got involved in seeing – Wild Earth is a pioneer in what they've done, live interactive broadcasts. And when you think about it, you know, effectively what we're doing every day is from remote places, using technology intelligently. We are surrounded by dangerous animals. We are continuing to take these amazing stories around people and animals to the world. So there is a deep-rooted cause. Four people have left us in their wills globally. So we know what we do is valuable. If you just go to our website, there's a section with testimonials, sure, which talks to people who have, you know, found so much healing in what we do, being able to be present in nature. And I feel very strongly that the world needs more of this, not less. So in my own small way, and I do none of the work, I'm not involved in any of the creative part. I think if I do have a skill set, it's trying to motivate and mobilize and being passionate. You can hear my voice. I've been talking or shouting a lot in the last few days, trying to get, you know, get the message out around, you know, the position we find ourselves in. But I feel very strongly that if you don't stand up for yourself, no one else will. And I feel there's an army of people. And I think MultiChoice have underestimated just how big David is in this case, and continuing to hope the problem is going to go away or putting their head in the sand as they have been is a huge miscalculation on their part, I believe.
Are you hoping they change their minds and actually start paying for the service?
Yeah, my hope is that the penny drops with someone serious, you know, someone senior there, although I have been interacting with some senior people. You know, it is inconceivable in my view that they could or should let this channel die, because it's one, it's negligent. It shows they don't understand their audience. You know, they might just hope that, you know, we're a big company, we're a 50 billion rand company. You know, there's a little minnow on a channel that's watched by a group of people who are pretty niche. You know, my hope is that they reconsider. If you think about the amount that's involved here, you know, it's less than 20% of the CEO's salary or compensation we're talking about. So, you know, at the end of the day, I always believe, you know, you should do the right thing regardless of the cost. The cost in this case is not very high. So my hope is that we get to a place where someone, you know, puts their ego to the side, understands, you know, the fact pattern around what's happened, and, you know, engages with us to get to a good outcome for the channel, for the viewers, you know, most importantly, the employees of Wild Earth. And, you know, create a win-win. Now, you know, the calculus I might have completely misjudged here is they don't care at all. You know, they care about their options and they care about this deal being consummated. That's a very real risk. And, you know, my job between now and then is going to be to make as much noise as I can that, you know, either I lose my voice completely, in which case, you know, that'll be race over. But hopefully that we can get to a place where, you know, either they step forward, a large corporate steps forward, someone who cares about education, conservation, and what we do, you know, recognizes that losing this channel would be a loss to so many people and so much good comes from it. We've got a responsibility to ensure that it survives.
Andre Crawford-Brandt, the chairman of Wild Earth, thank you so much for speaking to us.